This is the SML Podcast.
Is it recording?
Yeah, we've been recording for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Nice.
What?
What?
I do this every time. I start recording it and then we just kind of like wind into it. How do we open anymore?
It's going to have to be
just
like...
Just our names.
Okay, it's just our names?
Yeah.
Same order, I guess.
I don't want to do it. What's up, everybody? I'm Tim.
I'm Chris.
I'm Joe, and this is the...
Really weird opening.
SML podcast.
And now it makes no sense.
This is the Someone Might Listen podcast.
Yep. Officially.
Thanks to Chris Taylor.
Officially.
Creator of the Total Annihilation series. I'm serious, look it up. Chris Taylor. You think I'm lying?
Look it up, Google it right now.
So news this week, everybody plays Animal Crossing but me.
Yep, pretty much.
Get with the program, Tim.
It is, it's eating my soul. The only problem is, I have a itty bitty 3DS.
And itty bitty titty.
And I've got really big hands, so it hurts when I play it for too long because I have to make my hands become like claws to hold it underneath to support it. So I'm actually going to be trading my my 3DS in and getting an XL just because of my hands. So it doesn't hurt when I play this game so much. And it's only for this game.
Put your glasses on.
Cool story.
We'll be wrong.
Yep.
It's stuck in my head now.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's my town tune in Animal Crossing. It's the opening for Berserk. Well,
it's a fantastic fucking show.
Which we're gonna watch the movie of later, and my body is ready. I've been waiting like half a year.
They did a trilogy of movies for the series because it's been going on for like 20 years or something crazy, and they finally went back and adapted it. But they did like these instead of like another anime series, they did a trilogy of movies, and we're on the final one where the shit hits the fan. So
yeah,
I'm like the odd man out in every group of friends I have that I don't watch anime.
Is the only anime that I've watched.
The only one I was ever able to get into was six episodes called Golden Boy.
That show.
Was it.
It's funny.
Funny as hell. I loved it. And aside from
that, if you like that, you'll like a lot of fucking anime.
Oh, Pappy has tried to get me into anime so many times. He's like, try this one. I don't care.
Berserk's kind of like Game of Thrones.
Kind of has a Game of Thrones.
The magical stuff that's involved in the background of Game of Thrones, whereas it's sort of like an underlying current. Instead of like, oh, don't rest on that. Those are records.
Sorry.
If anything happens to those, I cannot replace them. In fact, give me those.
Breaking shit. God damn it.
Like records that only a few thousand were made of and things like that.
True story. But yeah, so Berserk is...
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Bomb diggity.
Anyway, video game podcast.
Yeah, right.
THQ closed down recently.
Berserk video game, which we still haven't played yet.
We're going to kick that up tonight.
Well, Guts Rage on... the PS2 on there.
The Japanese PlayStation.
The rare import one.
Yeah.
That one's hard.
It's been mentioned a few times on the show.
Yeah, just like Dark Souls has been mentioned a few times. Right?
Dokapon Kingdom.
Dokapon Kingdom.
Dokapon Shaolin Gong.
Flashlights?
Flashlights?
What other running gags do we have? Flashlights?
Yeah, let's get them all out of the way now so we don't have to do it later.
Does anyone have any chips we could just crunch into the
Crunchcast?
No, we need Boje for that.
There we go. Everything's been mentioned. Moving on.
So, what have we been playing lately?
Animal Crossing.
Nothing. I haven't played anything this week except for Animal Crossing. It's just been a hectic, crazy week. I haven't been able to do a damn thing.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I hear you there. I've been going nuts trying to find an apartment
but
and stuff.
Animal Crossing. Dude, this is the first time I've ever played an Animal Crossing game. I don't know how I've gotten this. And it's fucking awesome. I love it.
I'm going to tell you guys about good games. So, on the iPhone and iPad right now, Leighton Brothers Mystery Room.
Ooh!
Which is, the first two or three cases are free, and what it is you are the son, one of the two sons of Professor Layton, and you are a person who, like, you're like a criminal forensics person, and you have to look at crime scenes and figure out who done it. And it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's like probably save and continue 7 out of 10. But there's another running gag. it's probably cool. Like a 7 out of 10. I went through, I bought the like extra content for it, which is like $2 and $3 or something for the rest of the cases. The full story is good. It ends on a really cool note.
I like the Layton games.
It's kind of like a cross between Layton and Phoenix Wright. Yeah.
You know what?
That sounds cool to me.
What? It's not Animal Crossing.
You don't even understand how much time I've dumped into this already.
And the funny thing is, there are 4 people in this room right now, and one of them doesn't play Animal Crossing. And there's 2 of them...
What the hell was that?
You're trying to put that down my shirt.
I was trying to bounce it off your belly, but...
2 of them are actually playing it right now.
Yep. At this very moment, yeah.
Ashley just showed me that her store can get modern end tables. I'm like, ooh, get me 2 of them.
Actually, I ordered them from someone's house.
Oh, from someone's... You could say that louder so it could get picked up.
No, she doesn't want to.
No, she can pick it up. I have it set pretty high.
Yeah.
So,
people are gonna hear you.
The other game I've been playing is the ever-improving Planetary Annihilation, which is now... They added in team play. With shared resources. Everybody has shared resources.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Can control everything else going on. So now it's just an absolute clusterfuck of I'm building something and somebody grabs my builder and runs them off to build something else. I'm like, you motherfucker, what the fuck? Like, oh my god.
That also is not Animal Crossing.
Also, Trackmania 2 Valley.
Is not Animal Crossing.
But it's very fun.
I tell you what though, man, like, there's a lot of stuff coming on PC that I'm really excited for.
Guess what just came out on Steam?
Not Animal
Final
Crossing.
Fantasy VII.
Soulforge.
Oh!
It's at $20.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That is a fucking stupid
And it's not Hex.
Amount. And it's not Hex.
It's not Hex! I was talking
well,
to...
Well, you're right. Final Fantasy VII just hit Steam as well.
Yeah, that's big news. With cloud saves.
Oh! Actually, here's something I want to talk about. I don't know if you guys caught this, but for the new Final Fantasy, the pre-order content for
Cloud's outfit for Lightning Returns.
Did you see the asterisk next to it?
No, what is the asterisk?
The asterisk next to it said...
Asterisk.
I said that. Asterisk.
You said asterisk.
It doesn't matter. Just spill the beans.
Oh, no, it matters.
Spill the beans.
Anyway, it says, while supplies last for digital content.
What? They're always like that.
For digital content.
Yeah,
like,
they're always like that.
Well, they're probably only going to put out a limited amount of codes to try and push pre-orders, that's all.
While supplies last on a pre-order, digital or not, is nothing new. They have to cover their bases in case, there might be a cutoff date or, Sony or Microsoft might only allot them so many codes, and if they run out, it can't be guaranteed for absolutely everyone.
Don't make it a pre-order bonus.
Why?
Like, I don't know. It pisses me off where it's like... Because even, like, what happened with you and a couple other buddies of mine with the whole Borderlands thing. If I'm pre-ordering this game and you're saying, because I'm putting the money down now, I'm going to get this bonus stuff, and then I don't get the bonus stuff, well then...
Fuck off.
Why am I going to take the extra initiative to pay the game off beforehand so that you know how many to fucking give if I'm not going to get it anyway? Like... It's the same
You're
thing with,
probably,
like, the whole collector's editions thing.
Like, 99.99% gonna get it. It's just, they're covering their own ass. I think you're looking way too far in.
I agree on both sides, because I feel like that if they have a pre-order thing and you put the money down on it, you should be guaranteed.
Yeah. But it's also... I'm saying especially for the digital content. Like, okay, yeah, I understand maybe, like, they don't have them all at the get-go, but it's like, it says while supplies last, which to me means... Oh, well, it doesn't matter if you pre-ordered it and, we have a real huge influx of people right at the beginning where it's like we can't give all the codes out, but maybe like a week or 2 weeks later, then you'll get your code. They're just saying, like, to me, it comes off as, no, you might get one, you might not.
I think you're reading it wrong. It's just a covering their own ass thing. I think it means, like, if you pre-order it now, you're going to get it. If you wait until the day before the game comes out, you might not.
Yeah, but you know what? I've seen this kind of stuff happen before, when it was especially with the Borderlands thing. I saw someone pre-order it, like, as soon as GameStop had their pre-orders open, like, a year before the game was going to fucking come out. They bought it, pre-ordered all of the stuff so they can get all the crazy shit, and they didn't get it. But then someone that pre-ordered it like 3 days before the game came out got it. Like,
okay, and what store are you talking about?
Locally, up here.
No, what chain of stores are you talking
about?
There you go.
But still, it's just, like, they have to have some sort of distribution rights for a lot of that stuff. Like, they're advertising that this is our pre-order bonus. Like, they have to have the kinks worked out between them and the company beforehand.
It's GameStop, though. They never have the kinks worked out.
Yeah, their GameStop is pretty fucking stupid.
But anyway, some of the other bigger news that recently happened.
Even still, Lightning Returns is not Animal Crossing.
Well, let's not talk about it.
All I care about really right now is Animal Crossing. Like, I play it every day since we got it. There has not been one day after we purchased it that I haven't played it.
And I
tell you what, this kind of comes back to what I want out of certain types of things, like a handheld and a console. I want my casualty. I want, like, you know, I can just pop
casualty.
In.
Casualty. He wants casualty.
I want to be able to just, like... in Animal Crossing.
I've been burning some stuff down and cutting down trees in people's houses, like, people's towns that I don't know.
How many perfect fruit trees do you have?
I don't even know what that is.
Well, fuck you. How about that?
I
don't care about fruit trees. You know what I care about? As soon as 5 p.m. hits, going to the island and getting all the bugs. All the bugs.
See,
I make mad money. Right now, in the bank, I got about $2 million.
Ooh, how many upgrades do you have, bitch?
On my house?
Yeah.
I have upgraded my house every day since I've had the game.
How many public works have you built?
Three. Two bridges.
Three.
Listen, cobblestone bridges and a lighthouse.
So gay. Three.
Two
God.
Cobblestone. I've only been able to do it for 3 days.
How? You can do a public works project
every
single day. So you,
yes. I unlocked it, and then I had a public works project every day since I was able to do them. And I went big every single time. The most expensive thing that I could do the first time was a cobblestone bridge. Most expensive thing I could do the second time, cobblestone bridge. What most expensive thing I could do the third time, lighthouse. Did it today. And I'm starting my next public works project today.
If you just hold the mic.
I roll high. I'm a high roller.
Someone needs a police station. Someone needs a coffee house.
They're not.
Someone needs to expand their museum.
They're not there yet.
Mine either, so.
They're not there yet.
Shake weight.
As soon as they become available,
shake weight.
I'm gonna buy that shit.
Shake weight.
Until that happens,
shake weight.
How long have you had the game?
Since it came out.
That's why I've had it for 5 days.
I had it since it came out. Let me drop the mic now. Eat a dick. Eat a dick.
Hey. You just wait. You wait when my village surpasses yours and I've had it for less time.
But you don't understand.
See, but I have all these fruit trees.
No, wait. I'm going to be the mediator here. What's your form of employment right now?
Ain't got shit.
What's your form of employment right now?
I...
Just by the fact that both of you are fun employed and both of you are playing the game nonstop and Joe has a multi-day head start on you, you can never potentially surpass him.
This is not true.
Eat a dick.
This is very true.
This is not true.
Then prove it. Do
it. You want to know why you're not going to beat me? Because you don't have perfect fruit trees.
I don't care about fruit.
You're going to have to not sleep and play.
I sold an inventory full of perfect fruit in Ashley's town.
Ashley, you have to text him.
And got $550,000.
You want to know? Want to know what happened? Want to know what happened to me today? I was actually going to text you because I wasn't.
I was like making it rain bells.
I wasn't near an internet connection, but I was actually going to text you to see if you had any turnips because my turnip prices in the middle of the week this week was $560.
Nice.
And I had an inventory like as many turnips as I could buy on Sunday. That's what I did. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to hit like a really good price. I bought them for $96 a piece. And I sold them all at $560 a piece. So I made mad fucking money. Mad money. So, yeah.
How many? Wait, no.
Fuck you, Joe.
Wait, yes, I do. Because I have couches.
Oh, you're trying inside trading? Which also, fuck you, Tim, because I unlocked my multiplier in Tetris Blitz by using all of my coins and not buying it for $5 like a bitch.
Okay, you know what I have to do to eat these days? I have to work my face off. I don't have an income. I have to work.
Then why are you spending
$5
on fucking Tetris Blitz?
Because Chris did it and I impulse bought it. And you know what I did?
I worked for it. I worked for that.
I don't have time for this shit. Actually, no, I bought a lot of games this week. That was pretty bad of me.
See? There you go.
You know what you didn't buy?
You have yourself to blame.
You didn't buy Animal Crossing.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to smash your Tetris high score this
you
week.
You son of a bitch.
That's what I'm going to do is I'm going to smash the shit out of it. And you
just
know what
wait.
I'm going to do? I'm going to pay all the real world dollars so I can just get all the little inversion and replay boosts. And I'm just going to smash your score.
And just wait. Just wait until that day or 2 days before the ladder resets. And I've got my inventory full of coins. And I do it all for free. And I crush yours.
That's the funniest thing is that last day, all of us, you see all of our scores start just creeping up. You see, like, I log in, I'm like, oh, cool, Chris is at, like, 380,000. I'm like, I'm at, like, 390. I'm like, oh, shit, I better get it. I get to, like, 420, and then I look at it again, he's at 435. I'm like, fucking shit, fuck Christ! Oh,
forgot to turn my phone off. I'm sorry.
You're ruining the podcast.
Yep, it's on.
You are ruining the podcast.
I know. It's all my fault.
You shitty bastard.
Anyway.
And it's still...
So, another big debacle that happened this week was, recent weeks was the Ouya. So, did you hear? You heard about this?
What part of it?
You heard about? Did you hear about this?
I will let you.
Because this happened to Kurt.
I will let you repeat for the listeners at home.
So, the Ouya was supposed to be shipping over the past while to people who backed it.
Oh yeah, backers not getting them.
And people who backed it. Last people who just like straight out pre-ordered the system after the Kickstarter were getting their systems before the people who were the first ones to back it on Kickstarter.
Drop your phone.
I dropped the phone, which is a huge like conundrum because even the CEO of that new company came out and was like, "This is fucked up. I'm sorry. I'm really angry at these companies who are supposed to be delivering these things." And the way they went about it was just really stupid. But people are mad, and it's a big debacle. And it turns out the system sucks.
Imagine that.
$100 Android system isn't what they thought it would be.
Well, you know, no, it's a cool system, but it has a lot of inherent problems that everybody saw coming. It's just it's good for what it is, but a lot of people were expecting it to be something a lot greater.
I heard that there's games running worse on this than like 3-year-old phones.
That's because a lot of the companies
Stop
who made the game.
Doing that.
I can't.
Fucking with your phone.
I gotta throw my phone away. A lot of the companies that put out these games just put out these really crappy ports. They're like, oh, here's a quick little port. Do-do-do-do. And it was...
Do-do-do.
And it's, like, awful. It's not optimized. It's just a quick cash-in. It's a debacle. It's awful. I'm sorry, Ouya. You failed.
Wait till next year. Ouya 2 will be out.
Well, they said they're going to probably have yearly upgrades.
Yeah, so...
Whatever. Ouya 2, Electric Boogaloo.
The Tuya.
Well,
the
funny thing is, like, Mad Catz announced they're going to do a console like this. Google said they're going to do a console like this. And it's like, great, so now the market's going to be flooded with these things. They're not going to be really competitive like the main consoles are. The only way we're going to see competition is if Apple drops the system. Which
Apple drops the mic.
Which would be, yeah, it'd be Apple walking out on stage being like, we're making a games console.
Boom!
And they just walk away. They'd have people flying from all over the world to see that press conference, and that's all it would fucking be.
It could be a 5-second press conference.
No, it'd be Steve Jobs rising from the grave, walking over.
No,
and
it would
like,
be a hologram
like,
of Steve Jobs saying,
console.
We're making a video game console, fuck you, drop the mic.
And then he just vanishes.
It'd just be the console on the screen behind him, Steve Jobs' ghost walking up on stage going, fuck y'all.
Fuck you.
Because I mean, I'll
no,
tell you what.
Steve Jobs will walk out and be like, $7.99.
Just walk away.
Heard you like Apple Tax. and it would be great. I play a lot of games on my phone and my friggin' iPad. So, now that I got my iPad back, it's glorious. I'm gonna play the shit out of Hex. Because
I
got the data connection on my iPad. Oh my god, wherever I'm gonna be is just gonna be Hex all day.
Hex all day.
I'm gonna be sitting at the office in a meeting like,
Hex.
Kunal, don't listen to that part. Edit that out.
He's incriminating himself. What a jackass.
Well, you know what? Kunal
back
well, no,
cause,
to you, so
yeah,
probably me and
I was
Kunal
talking
playing
to, it. I was talking to Kunal about it, because he's like, man, I really hope like back in Hex like wasn't a mistake. Because he was talking about getting the new... He paid for the new...
Duels
of the Planeswalker. And he's like, man, this is fucking terrible. I'm like, yeah, you should have backed Hex. He's like, yeah. I did. And I'm like, good, we'll play together.
Yeah, like, him and I were talking about that, too. We're texting back and forth. He's like, we should try to get the rights to make a real Magic game. Because he's like, this is abysmal. I don't even understand how this got released.
It's terrible.
I didn't even play it.
It's awful.
I miss the days when Kunal would talk to me.
he's just really busy right now. We're all, like, stupid busy.
Friggin' Huber talks to him and I don't. That's fucked up.
That's the magic of Twitter.
Did you call him? Did you try calling him?
He doesn't answer my phone calls.
Twatter.
He doesn't answer my texts. He's like, I don't talk to this guy.
It was because of Twatter, because Kunal texted, or he tweeted, I'm working on sound effects for the game, and he was talking about something he was doing with, like, the billiard balls, like, when you hit them, like, what he wanted to do for sound effects. I'm like, do a different Hertz level for each individual ball, so that when you hit it together, it'll go, like, it'll sound really... Really
oh
neat.
yeah, like the 8-bit.
And so he's like, oh, I should try that. So he didn't say if he did it or not, but I'm an idea guy, you know. That's what I do.
I'm an idea guy.
I am, especially when it comes to sound.
It's a pretty good idea being an idea guy.
I'm just fucking around on your phone again.
I got work to do. You gonna start tossing right it? Now.
He's working. So yeah, so Animal Crossing.
You're gonna schedule a podcast and then schedule work in between.
Hey, I have a lot of shit scheduled this week, and you're that's on why Wednesday didn't work out because it's just nightmare days.
It's not 5 o'clock. I text you Tuesday week. Night, I don't hear back from you. I text you Wednesday morning, don't hear back. You text me, I'm like, I just woke up. Give me a moment. An hour and a half later, sorry.
Yeah, waking up's hard for me. I got sleeping problems. Sleeps is hard.
The girls are talking about Animal Crossing right now.
I know. That's because that's what it's about.
I think you have to eventually unlock that one.
We don't have that one.
Tuna Kahuna.
We both started at the same time.
Dicks.
Oh, really?
Catch 8 fish, 20 medals.
Yeah, but what do you even use the medals for? It's just for buying stuff in the store, right?
But none of it's
interesting.
Not a podcast anymore.
I just bought a wetsuit for 40 medals. Yeah.
Wetsuit is the
episode
shit.
Episode 21, podcast falls apart.
Because as soon as we're done having the contest, nobody gives a shit about it anymore.
No, because we have
another contest. Yeah,
yeah. The Scandinavian.
Did anybody put any in?
No, not yet.
It'll probably take a time for the acrylic paint to dry on the masterpiece.
Maybe some people are airbrushing it, and they.
So I want to talk about another topic that's very near.
Well, we should remind people what the contest is.
Yeah,
Scandinavian mastodon lingerie.
You have to draw a Scandinavian mastodon wearing lingerie, mail it to the smlpodcast@gmail.com.
I just want to remind people that we just gave away $100 gift card.
And a bunch of swag.
Four GameStop and a bunch of swag.
Like,
huge
shit.
Boxes of swag.
Like, God. That's going to be a bitch to ship. Holy fuck.
Bitch ship.
I'm going to go, instead of using the box I have, I'm going to go find a flat rate box to make it cheaper.
Yeah. Did he tell you what the prizes are?
Who? Nick?
Yeah.
No, it's his magical mystery prize package.
Okay.
I have no idea what it is.
Magical mystery tour of prizes. I tell you what, I wish I could enter it. If I had any artistic talent as far as...
You're going to win a beta copy of Rock Band 4, confirmed?
Yeah, Rock Band 4.
Rock Band 4, confirmed.
2014.
2050.
We got the exclusives last week.
You're going to win a preview copy of Fantasia.
All right, well, anyway.
That'd be sick, actually.
For the PS4.
Something near and dear to my heart.
Without the eye toy.
Next week, the biggest movie of my life comes out.
Animal Crossing, the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Pacific Rim.
Because it's, a gaming podcast.
Pacific Rim. Gamers will want to see this movie. If you like anything, and you're not going to go see this movie, how do you survive?
You know what I want to see?
What?
Despicable Me 2.
You're a bad idea.
To me,
I don't care. I fucking love the first one.
To me, Pacific Rim is like FX Channel the movie, because it has Jackson Clay from Sons of Anarchy and Charlie from Always Sunny.
It's true.
It's true.
So
Pacific Rim.
It's Animal Crossing.
So it's not. So this one actually isn't Rock'em Sock'em Robots the movie. What was that?
No. Oh,
Real
Steel. Here's the big thing.
Real Steel.
So,
yeah.
Early screenings have been happening to rave reviews. Hideo Kojima.
Yep.
This is where it ties back into them games. Came out and said, you need to see this movie. It's fantastic. Like, if you like... He said, well, if you're Japanese and you don't see this movie, you're fucking retarded.
I saw that tweet.
Which was really funny. And then also, Kanye West is hailing it as the greatest movie he's ever seen in his life.
Oh, yeah. That means it is absolutely the best movie ever. Because I will take Kanye West's word for anything. Because you want to know what he called his stupid goddamn son or daughter or whatever?
North.
Northwest.
Yes, so the last name is West.
Northwest. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The playing company. Did you see the picture online where it's like it's him and Kim Kardashian and like at a basketball game or something like that, and they're both like looking up and they're like smiling, and there's a Northwest airplane going by, and they're like, they grew up so fast. Fucking retard.
Can we not talk about those wastes of life, please? We try to keep things classy, and you know, we just talk about flashlights and
yeah. Well, there was that one. He's
trying to keep it on giant robots.
The one Nintendo
giant fleshlight robot.
The giant fleshlight robot.
The one Nickelodeon actor or whatever, like the child actor whose last name is Bell. He said like, "Oh, I'm gonna name my first son Taco." So his full name is Taco Bell. And then like Taco Bell tweeted underneath it. They're like, "We'll support it."
Taco Bell Twitter is one of the best.
Oh, they're fantastic. If you're not involved with Twitter, now's the titter twatter. If you're not involved with it, get involved with it so you can follow Taco Bell.
We should start a porn version of Twitter and call it titter.
Twatter.
Or twatter.
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 Titter twatter.
Titter twatter. Twatter titter. I don't know, whatever.
There's a song in Rock Band called Twitter Twatter.
That got passed?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Maybe can the song's not it? Twitter twatter, but that's lines in the song.
Wow.
Twitter twatter.
Twitter twatter. What was that song that you made me play when I was over your house?
Which
that,
one?
That you make like everybody play, and it was like the...
Oh, Perry Grip, nom 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 nom.
Yeah, nom nom nom.
So fucking good. The best dollar
can you make
I ever
that,
spent in
can
that.
You make that the song for this week?
No, this song... I'm actually going to... I want to talk about the song a bit near the end, because
okay.
This isn't nom, just going to be nom. Songs.
I'm off to work for a short bit.
You have to make your fucking phone call?
I have to make my fucking phone call.
Fine.
God, you
We'll just talk about
bitch.
Animal Crossing. This could be the Animal Crossing cast.
This is the AC episode because we have the air conditioner running, so
yep.
Sorry if you hear that, and we're going to talk about Animal Crossing.
Then we'll put we should put our friends codes in the comments so that people can friend us and trade with us. I need stuff to make I want the basement of my house to be a recording studio. I got the drum kit, I got the amp, I got the metal guitar.
I have a guitar. I have a vibraphone.
Ooh.
Motherfucker.
She actually, Jordan has, what was it? You've got like that fucking, the pipe organ or whatever and like.
I'm putting it in the basement with candles.
I thought you were going to put it in the second floor.
Either way, there's
I think you should. I think you should go on the second floor with all the candelabras, stained glass window.
The thing I miss about.
I actually got some
stained
glass windows.
There you go. I knew they were in the game.
I think an entire wallpaper.
It's an entire wallpaper. I know there are actual objects that you could put on the wall of stained glass. Which, that's another thing, too. I mean, like, is it just this game that has, like, such a wide array of, like, all these different kinds of items? Like, I'm really actually surprised by, like, the level of, like...
There are a lot of new... Like, hanging shit on walls is new to this game.
Okay. Because you have to understand, this is the first time I've ever played an Animal Crossing game. So I don't know what's, like, new for this one in comparison to the
Socks
older ones.
Socks and
like,
shoes are new.
Which I have not. I found one pair of shoes.
Come to our town. We have Kicks.
You have the shoe store.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because that's the thing. The other thing that I wanted to try and do, too, is do you guys have the store where you could buy your Mii mask?
No, not yet.
Not yet? I want that.
I think that's Shampoodle whenever
yes.
that opens.
That's the one that's like, it'll be like upstairs.
I have Club 101. I refuse to call it Club LOL.
Why?
I refuse because I fucking hate LOL.
Lol.
I hate it.
I would
so
just
much.
Call it Club Lol.
I call it Club 101.
Club League of Legends.
Because, well, the sign is lowercase, so it looks like 101.
Oh, okay.
So
like Wizards 101, that really terrible fucking. Tying it in. Tying it back in.
Oh, God.
I see those commercials, like, all the time on TV, like, play Wizards 101, and it's, like, the worst fucking thing ever. Animal Crossing.
Animal
bugs.
Crossing and Taco Bell.
Yep, pretty much. Bugs are, like, the greatest thing ever.
Beetles.
Right. I actually cut down all of the regular trees.
Oh, me too.
And... So that actually works? I wasn't just kind
of
like...
Well, the regular trees, you'll find a whole bunch of, like, the Miyama stags and the Saw stags.
They're only worth
you only get, like, a grand or two.
Yeah, fuck that.
I just stick with the palm tree beetles.
Yep.
Do you need a Yoshi's egg?
Can you hatch a Yoshi out of it?
No, it's like a Nintendo item. Do you buy the fortune cookies?
Yes, I do. I've gotten so many doubles, it's not even funny.
I have an extra Yoshi. I have 4 virtual boys in 2 days.
I had two, like, the first thing I got was a Virtual Boy, then I got, like, the goalpost, then I got the
you
Power
got, you
Star.
You gotta see my room.
Of, like, all the collectibles and stuff.
Shit.
What are those little things that look like, they've got, like, weird faces on them, and I guess, like, apparently they make music or whatever when you display them. They
the gyroids?
Like, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, they're gyroids.
What is it?
They're gyroids.
That did not answer my question at all.
That's the best answer you're going to get. They've been in it since the beginning. They
what
show
do you
up,
use them for?
Put in your house. They'll, like, make noises.
So you're saying that you just sell them all, right?
Usually, yeah.
Okay.
When your museum expands, you could like rent out a museum room to display shit.
Oh, and, god damn it! I would have just held on to all of them.
Well, no. Every day after it rains, you'll find a couple.
I find them every day.
Well, it's then been it's been raining every day.
It's been raining in my game like since we bought it.
Yeah, they show up the day after rain. Oh, so well, if it rains every day, you'll find them every day.
Well, that's horseshit.
Why is it horseshit?
Because I don't want them.
I fucking sell them. They're worth like $800 each.
That's not good.
It's just shit to sell.
Meh.
Free
only
money.
Only thing that's worth selling to me is beetles and sharks.
Perfect fruit you get so much money for.
How do you get perfect fruit? Like what?
When you start the game, one tree in your town is going to have perfect fruit on it. Like, what's your native fruit?
Pears.
Pears, the one tree has, instead of yellow pears, they'll look more golden.
Oh.
If you never paid attention, you probably sold it and got rid of it.
Probably.
It'll grow back, because my one tree that had the perfect cherry on it grew back with two regular cherries and one perfect cherry. It should grow back.
Just keep an eye out for a pear tree that has, like, one golden pear on it.
Okay.
You plant that. And it'll grow three perfect pears.
Oh.
Keep planting them.
What I do is, every pear tree I have in my town is gone, replaced with a perfect pear tree.
Okay.
After so many times that you shake it and get the pears off, the tree will, like, explode.
What?
Like, the top, because they only give you perfect pears so many times, and it'll have two perfect fruit on there, and then a rotten fruit. Which, the rotten fruit, you're going to have to sell. But what I would do is I would just... after
hold on,
the
hold on.
What?
All right, Kunal. Now go.
Yeah.
What do you think Animal Crossing is?
Animal Crossing, I have no idea what it is. But I really want to know, because it seems like a marginally more fun version of Harvest Moon, which I hated.
It's a lot more fun than Harvest Moon.
I'm having a blast with it. And, like, this is the first time I've ever played an Animal Crossing game. That's all we've been talking about on this podcast.
Yeah. Animal Crossing isn't so much a game as it's a relaxation application.
It's a way of life.
It's not a game, it's a way of life. No, it is. It's like an alternate life kind of thing. To be honest, I feel almost like I'm playing like a portable Sims game that's not as stupid.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot more involved.
I just can't get to my head, because Sims, like, Harvest Moon, these games are not fun to me, so...
I've heard a lot of people say that they don't like The Sims or Harvest Moon, and they love Animal Crossing.
I hate The Sims, and I love this game.
All right, everybody say goodbye to Kunal. Bye,
Kunal.
Love
bye.
You, Kunal. Come
bye.
Visit and be on the fucking show again. anyway,
that's gone.
The tree will explode.
So the tree explodes.
Now that asshole's gone.
I know, right? What the fuck?
The tree will explode. It'll give you two perfect fruit and one rotten fruit. Just cut down the exploded tree, dig out the stump, plant a new perfect fruit.
Oh, okay.
Don't plant the rotten one.
Well, yeah.
The rotten one, well, you could plant the rotten one and dig it back up. Because if you plant the rotten one, it's just a dead sapling.
It's like almost 500 bells to get rid of it.
Well, that's because we have a wealthy town. I think it's normally just 400 to get rid of it.
Even still, that's... Listen, that is trifling money to me.
They add up.
Because of how much I make from beetles... Like, you don't even understand what my cash flow is like in this game. Every night, I'm bringing in about half a mil.
I know what it's like. I do that, too. Don't talk down to me,
just
motherfucker.
Saying. Just saying.
This is your first Animal Crossing. Welcome to the circus, bitch.
I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
I know what it's like. you don't know me. You don't know me.
You don't know the streets. But I know these streets.
Yeah, what I do is every day that there's perfect fruit, I shake the trees, collect them, put them in my locker, save them up, and when I have at least 16 stacks, since you could, thank God, you could finally stack fruit in this game.
You can?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
You drag them on top of each other.
Son of a bitch! Wait, can you do that with, like...
Everything but rotten stuff.
You could do it with fruit.
Oh, okay. So you can't do it with...
Can't do it with beetles.
Son of a bitch. I was ready to, like, make some stupid money.
You can stack fruit.
Up to nine in a stack.
Yeah.
You never could do that before.
That's cool.
But
That's good times. All right.
I'll get an inventory, like a locker full of perfect fruit. I'll go to Ashley's town. Because fruit from other towns pays a lot more than fruit from your town.
Oh.
And since pears are my fruit, cherries are her fruit, I'll go to her town. Sell my fruit in her town, and I sold an inventory full of perfect fruit and got like 550,000 bells out of it.
Holy shit, we're doing the wrong stuff. we're not playing this game to the full potential.
Well, the thing,
Margaret told you wrong.
Yeah, that was the other thing. Margaret, a friend of ours who also works at GameStop. she's like. I joined her game like 2 days after we started playing, and I was like, I didn't get the guy to go over to the island yet,
yeah.
So I went down and I saw the dock and the guys at the dock, like, so that you can go over to the island. I'm like, yeah. I want to go to the island. She's like, oh, it's not even worth it. Like, you know, there's no reason
Fuck
to go over
her.
There. And I'm like, well, all right, whatever. And then as soon as I got and I went over there, I'm like, I'm making stupid money. Like.
Yeah, the island...
So, Margaret, you don't know shit either.
The island is the easiest way to make fast money. Perfect fruit takes a while to add up, but once it adds up, you could cash in big time.
Yeah.
Just like my turnips. Dude, my turnip prices. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The second day. Like, it was Tuesday. I sold them on Tuesday. I bought them... Obviously, you have to buy them on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, I bought as many as I can buy. Like, I wiped out my entire stack of bells that I had. And I bought as many as I could at about 96 a pot. First day, it came out to like 110 before noon and then like 120 afternoon. So I'm like, all right, we'll see what it's like tomorrow. I woke up late, so I didn't see what the price was before noon. But afternoon, it was like 560 a piece. And yeah. I'm like, shit, yeah, here we go.
Well, you got to be careful because some weeks you'll spend all your money, and then the highest you'll see it for is like 60.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
We've seen it as low as 20 per turnip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I've seen it in the 700s. I've seen things online over 1,000 per turnip.
That's ridiculous.
I think what it
really is, and this is... See, this is what I like about, like, this game. So it forces you... to be more interactive and have, like, your own community of players. Like, you don't have to have the big, like, gigantic... You could be a part of the gigantic, you know, community for this game.
Yeah.
You know, but sure. You can kind of make your own, like, you know, like us four sitting in the room right now.
We can all jump together in one game and play.
Exactly. But the other thing is, too, is we could always be like, what's your turnip price is at? What's your turnip price is at? And constantly, like, you know... help each other out in this game, you know, or go in and chop everybody's trees down.
I also like how they added, like, you can select, if you play online with someone, you could set someone as a best friend. If you both mark each other as a best friend and you have to go into your friggin'...
I don't know, I'm paying attention to you, like...
But if you both mark each other as a best friend and you go into your parental settings and turn off the child... protection bullshit. I don't
right.
know. You have to turn this off, but after you do that, you could just send each other messages if you're both online in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you, you're going to have to show me how to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know. We were trying to figure that out, too, because I'm like, I want to be able to, like if you're online, you've got an internet connection on your DS, and I see that you're playing Animal Crossing, I want to be able to just send you a message and just go, what are your turnip prices?
Yeah.
Just, like, something stupid like that. Like,
I hate that the DS doesn't have an actual messaging system to it.
Well,
aside from that swap note bullshit, which can go fuck itself.
Did it used to?
Well, I had the first DS. I thought there was, like, a little thing that you could chat.
Well, they have PictoChat, but that's not online.
Okay.
Like, they have SwapNote that you send.
Yeah.
I just don't want to fuck with that. I hate that program.
Yeah,
because
I didn't even bother installing it.
I would get nothing but, like, promotional messages from it, and I just don't care. But, yeah, if Animal Crossing, you set each other as best friends
in there. Well,
yeah, because
I think I have her favorited on mine. Because every single time I go to that, what is it, the H&H showcase or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, she'll hand me, like, a balloon or ice cream or something.
I got an ice cream.
Well, this has nothing to do with the showcase room.
Okay. Because I've noticed that is pretty much like, you know, you go to other people's houses and you can, like, order furniture from...
Yeah.
From theirs, like, stuff that you can't find or...
We should tag. You'll be able to check out my house.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure we probably have by now because
mine's
in my pocket, so...
I would hope so.
I got all the street passes in the world yesterday when we went to Kirby Park to see all the fireworks.
Dude, if you go to MAGFest...
That's the thing. I told her, I was like, when we went to fucking PAX,
shit.
I'm like, I felt like such a retard for not taking my DS with me, because I'd have gotten so many street passes, it's not even funny. Like,
at MAGFest, I'll open up my system, I'll go through the 10, I'll swap puzzle pieces, it'll be like, hey, someone's here, and I already have 10 new ones.
That's awesome. We need to do
that. It's ridiculous.
I want to go.
If you go to big conventions, how many street passes you get.
Well, even I didn't expect to get that many yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, it's Wilkes-Barre, you know, whatever. But holy shit, man. Like, we were picking them up left and right. And I'm like...
And if you do the puzzles, make sure you get all the pink puzzle pieces first.
Yeah, because those are the only ones that you can get with people for street pass.
Yep.
I'm almost through the first dungeon of... The Find Me thing.
That's adorable.
So, yeah. Do you have to understand, I've owned a 3DS for almost 2 years now. I just started using it last week.
Whose fault is that?
Mine and Nintendo's.
Your fault.
Because they didn't give me a reason to play it as much as I have been now.
I bought that for you, too.
I know you bought
that
for me.
You're such a terrible...
I was using it for Street Fighter when I was on the road. That was it. I'd play Street Fighter. It was in between gigs. And Mario Kart. And now I could use it for Dokapon and stuff like that. So, yeah. And now I could use it for Animal Crossing.
So, yeah. Perfect Fruit. It's a
This will be a tips and tricks guide for
Well, this is like common sense. You're just...
Yeah, but it's not common sense to me. And it might not be common sense to
you,
other people.
You find the money rock every day, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I was telling her about, like, I dig a hole behind... Like, if I'm standing... like, you have... The rock is in front of you. And then, like, behind you, you have a hole, and then a hole up, and then a hole down. Have you done that, or no?
Huh?
I put
you're standing on the side?
Well, if you stand on the side, right?
Okay.
And you're facing the rock,
yes.
Have a hole behind you, have a hole behind you and below it, and then have a hole behind you and above it.
No.
Why not?
If you're standing at the rock, go to a corner of the rock.
Okay.
Not on one of the up, down, left, or right. Go onto one of the corners, and say you're at the upper left corner of the rock.
Uh-huh.
Dig a hole above you and to the side of you.
Uh-huh.
And then go diagonal.
Okay.
Because you can hit the rock 8 times.
Right.
And you can get 16,000 bells out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a hole, like, in the 2 corners of the rock, you can't do that.
I don't do that. Like, I know exactly what you're saying. The entire rock, like, there's no spaces surrounding the rock itself.
Okay, because the way you were making it sound was that you have...
No, I have
you're
them
to
set
the
up,
side of the rock, and you have holes around you.
Not around you, just behind you.
Okay.
At each angle behind you.
Oh, all right.
So that you hit it.
Okay,
so
well,
when you go
instead
to
of having
back,
to dig 3 holes, you only have to dig 2 if you're in a corner.
In a corner? All right, yeah. It's... The concept is still there, so I understood, like, okay, I got it.
I was misinterpreted.
Yeah, because it was basically like, I noticed the first time I went to go and do it, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I could keep hitting this, but I kept sliding backwards, and I'm like, there's got to be a way to stop that, so I just dug holes behind me, and I'm like, okay, that works, so it's...
Yeah, I used to be able to do 7 hits without any kind of holes, then I saw someone online do the corner trick, and now I get 8 every time.
Well, there you go. That works.
If you get a silver shovel, I haven't had this happen yet, but Ashley's had it happen like
so
9 times.
Like
instead
3.
Of money bags coming out, you'll get gemstones every hit.
And I get like
what do you use the gemstones for?
You can sell them unless it's a gold nugget, and then if you get 3 gold nuggets, you can give it to the blue guy.
The blue guy hasn't woken up yet.
He will. Eventually he will.
If you give him 3 gold nuggets, he'll make you gold furniture.
gold furniture?
Yeah.
It's really expensive,
too. Why don't you just sell it, then?
I'm making a gold room.
You can get a...
You're making a gold room? You're going to be gold member? Okay.
If well, you sell it,
your house gets rated in the Happy House Academy. You earn points for your house.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And if you have a complete set, you get a lot more points. And if you get rarer sets, you get a lot more points, too.
Yeah. Like,
okay, so what do you get points for that?
An entire gold set will be worth a lot more than just, like, a basic set.
Yeah. Well, right, but what do you get for having a bunch of points in that?
I don't know everything you get, but I've gotten up to 30,000 so far. I've gotten a Happy Home Academy, a shirt, a jacket. There was one other thing.
Did you get the pendant?
I don't know. Oh, the pendant,
I saw that in someone else's house.
I got that.
Okay.
Yeah, the pendant, that was 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then a jacket was 30,000. And they have different rewards up to, like, 1,000,000 points.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, like, there's...
As basic as the game seems,
it is incredibly deep. In-depth. And that's what I love about it. It's like, these are the kind of games that I enjoy more than anything. It's like, if I want to just go in, catch a couple bugs, sell it, get some money, start a project, whatever, I could do that.
Yeah, if you want to go in and play for a half hour, you can.
You can do that.
If you want to go and spend 4 hours...
You can do that as well. And that's what... I think that's what a lot of, you know... A lot of AAA titles don't do for me.
Yeah.
It's like you go in like, and that's kind of one of the reasons why I'm so hardcore into Diablo, which I haven't played in about a month. Because it's one of those things that you could just hop in, play for a little bit, or you could hop in and play for a lot.
Yeah.
And that's what I look for in games. I want games that I can get a lot of longevity out of if I want it, or something I could just hop in, kill a half an hour or an hour, and then bounce. Like.
And one of the best things about New Leaf is that they're drip-feeding content to you a lot more than previous games.
Like, we were just like, we liked the Facebook page for it or whatever, and then it posted like, oh, go up to Best Buy and you can get a cat tree.
Yeah, did you get that yet?
Yeah. Okay. But it was literally like the day that happened, we were at lunch, and we were like down the street from Best Buy, and we're like, I guess we're stopping at Best Buy after here.
The first Best Buy item was a raccoon wall clock.
We didn't catch that.
I could sell you one.
I don't want it.
You can order them, too.
No, they're not for sale. I'm pretty sure if you go to someone's house...
The raccoon wall clock is for sale, yeah.
Okay. Because I've noticed there's a lot of items like that you would think that people could buy off of you.
Or Nintendo items you can't reorder.
Okay.
Yeah. Like balloon items you can't. The rare stuff they want you to find on your own instead of just being able to buy them and sell them like crazy.
And that's the thing, too. It's just, like, there's so many items in this fucking game. Like, it blows my mind. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's... I'm excited for the fact that, like, this game... I feel like I won't be done with it for, like, a year.
Well, you're meant to play it over a year, at least.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not meant to be hardcore game every day.
Right.
It's really not, because you'll burn yourself out. If you play it 5 hours a day, every day, you're going to burn yourself out quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, every now and then, put in a big long day, do a whole bunch of stuff,
mm-hmm.
clear everything, you know, talk to everybody, run some errands, do all this shit. It's like, play a half hour to an hour every day.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way to make the game last.
And that's what I've been doing. It's like, we wake up in the morning... You know, we'll check. We'll check and see what the retail is selling actually for. We'll check our stores to see if there's anything interesting in there that we want to buy.
Get fortune cookies every day.
I get a fortune cookie every day. Because the other thing I was going to ask too, what's the best? Like, if there's something that I get in a fortune cookie that like I just don't care about, what's the best thing to do with it?
Trade it.
Trade it to someone else.
Yeah, find friends who want it. Swap with something that they have that you don't want.
That's
like
cool.
Like she gave me red shells and a Triforce before, and I just got both of those today. I'm going to give her the red shells back.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's cool.
She got a peach parasol that she doesn't want, so she'll give that to me.
See, the other thing that I was going to ask, too, is I've noticed...
Dicks.
There's been times where I find items that are like Nintendo things, but you can wear them. That I thought was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
That you
my character right now, I have the entire Link outfit. Oh, really? The hero's hat, the hero's outfit, the pants, the boots.
She got the
helped me
the
a lot
day.
With them.
I got you everything but the
that. Was the first, no. That was the first pair of shoes that we saw in the entire game because she got them from a fortune cookie.
I'm trying
like,
to find
are
out.
If, shoes, okay.
I'm trying to find out if there's Metroid boots because she got me the. She got me some
the
of
Samus
the
helmet,
Samus or? The Various Suit outfit. Mm-hmm. Right now I have the helmet, the pants, and the armor.
There probably is if there's the rest of it.
Yeah.
I would assume that there's boots.
I actually saw in someone else's house that they had a glass. They had a glass casing and they had an actual Metroid in it.
Yep.
Like those
I
were,
have that.
Those were really cool. And that's the thing too, I like that they're tying in like a bunch of like stuff from games that you that you can recognize. And
I,
stuff that you
I
like.
One thing I wish they would bring back was on the and not the on the GameCube version, they had retro games.
Oh.
Like they had so old NES games in there that you can set up in your house and play them.
See, that was the other thing, too. I bought that arcade cabinet thing, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if you can
yeah, you
do
can't,
something
you
with
can't
it.
Play.
No,
they don't have
aesthetic.
Anything like that anymore. Yeah. But in the GameCube version, they had NES games. You know, Balloon Fight, Donkey Kong.
Damn.
If you had a Pro Action Replay, because they were never officially released here, at Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda.
Holy shit.
Full games in there.
That's nuts.
Well, I understand they don't want to do that now because they have
well,
the virtual
yeah,
console.
Have a virtual console, yeah.
Why not tie in someone's virtual console library into the game.
Oh, that would
I
be
think
cool.
That would be cool. Just have like an NES item in there and you could go up to it and pick from your own virtual console library.
Or if you're visiting someone else's house.
Yeah.
That would be still that would be
you could
like,
play well I you wouldn't be able to play someone else's because it would use the data on your system.
Yeah.
But I think it would be really cool if they incorporated your own virtual console library into it to kind of bring that back, but without ruining the sales of virtual console games.
Yeah.
What time are we at? We
I
don't
have no idea. We've been all about fucking
53 minutes, so we're still doing okay.
Are there any mail questions?
Yeah, there are, but I don't know if Tim's ever coming back.
Fuck Tim.
Who cares?
Fuck.
Dank ass.
This
bitch.
Will be the first. This will be the first time that the quote small is missing. So fuck you,
Tim. That
I was. I'm always
dank ass.
I was gone for like 2 or 3 weeks. Fuck Tim. And I listened to every single podcast, and I got so much shit talked on me. Fuck Tim.
Right, I don't know how bad the mic will pick this up, but we got. I should go with Kyle's email first.
Yeah, just keep the phone as far away from that as you can.
Kyle sent one episode when we were doing winner. He had a couple of good ones. The Smelly Man Laundry Podcast. The Simple Minds Loving Podcast. So we could end each episode with Don't You Forget About Me.
Oh, God.
The Seriously Meaningless Lies Podcast. And then you like this one. I kind of wish it would have gotten some votes to discuss it. But the Shark Manatee Lobster podcast.
Lobster. Yeah.
He's like, this isn't a contest entry. I just want to email you guys and tell you I love you and keep up the good work. Also, Joe, don't give Nick Chester a hard time or you're fired.
Well, there you go.
Too late. Oh,
you know what? Here, actually, quick story before we get to the next email. Who is the guy? I guess he's the guy that's running Save Continue.
Is Kyle.
Is he like a Mexican guy? You play guitar?
I don't think he's Mexican.
No? Is he like,
I don't know his ethnicity, but... I don't know his ethnicity. Yeah, he's the guitar player with the long hair on Facebook.
He's the brown
get
one.
This shit,
that's
right?
Kyle.
I didn't get to tell you about this. So I got a friend request on Facebook, like, last week or 2 weeks ago from Kyle. And I'm like, I don't know who this guy is. Like, and then I look back and then, I go to his
profile. You talked with him at PAX.
That's what I'm getting to. So I get the request on Facebook and I cross reference his profile and it says like editor in chief or whatever for Save Continue and I'm like, oh, okay, so I'll add him. And then as soon as I added him, I went to his pictures and I'm looking and I'm like, wait a minute, I've met this kid before. Where have I met this kid before? And it was at PAX at the Rock Band thing. Afterwards, when I was talking to the panel of the people that worked on Rock Band, and I had mentioned to them about the whole ethereal stuff and them kind of pushing my career forward. This guy behind me just goes like, you're in Ethereal Collapse? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he goes, oh, yeah, I love those songs. And I was like sitting chatting with him for about 15, 20 minutes. And then I left and I was like, oh, yeah, that guy was cool. And it was him. And I'm like, what the fuck are the odds of that? Like, it was so random, but I'm just
he
like,
messaged
that's so
me.
Weird. Like,
he messaged me. He's like, you've been working with me for how long now? And you're the only person on the podcast I haven't met.
Interesting.
So,
very, very funny.
If that bitch would have went to MAGFest last year...
Well, I've never been to a MAGFest, so I don't know. Maybe we'll have to make that happen.
I guess
we'll
you're a bitch,
to
too.
Are you going to invite him in your room?
That's up to Pappy.
No, I don't mean to stay in there. I just mean to the party.
Oh, to hang out? Yeah, why wouldn't?
I don't know.
Party hardy.
Dude, Lumberjack Lounge. That is the jam of MAGFest.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, like, I've been... Jordan has never been to any kind of, like, big convention. So, like, she's never been to a PAX. I only went
to
a PAX.
We'll get to MAGFest in a minute, because it's actually... Amanda emailed us.
About MAGFest?
Part of it.
Okay, well then, yeah.
She has a two...
Tie it in.
Two-point question here. Her email says, so as I continue to listen to your podcast, I think I came up with two things that may be a decent suggestion for your show. Please consider them, because this may be aimed more toward your audience.
Word.
First one, maybe in certain episodes I'd like to hear about game deals. I know normally Joe to be quite the connoisseur for bundles, specials, or those other order now and get this really neat collectible item thing, which we kind of talk with pre-order bonuses. And she's looking at the Assassin's Creed 3 flag that I have. Which actually, that wasn't a pre-order thing. I got that from the GameStop power-up catalog.
Oh, word.
For like 50,000 points. It was a big chunk, but
yeah,
it's a full-sized, heavy-duty cloth flag.
Oh, cool.
For Assassin's Creed 3. Like, the collector's edition had something similar, but the fabric
was like really shitty, chintzy
fabric, like windbreaker fabric.
Oh,
where you like rub it together and it just... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the flag that came with the collector's edition. The one that I got from GameStop.
Legit. Like,
nice, really nice quality. This would be something that you would hang up outside.
That'd be sick, actually.
I wouldn't hang it up outside.
I would.
That
fuck
fucker
that.
Will get stolen.
I'd do that. Put a padlock on, like, the rope that's going around the fucking
I think game deals could... Like,
I like the idea. Honestly, because I'm one of those kind of guys that, you know, I like gaming on the cheap.
The thing is, like, deals don't last forever. Like, we usually record on Wednesdays.
Well, yeah, but if it's a weekend deal...
And it's aired on Friday, if someone doesn't listen to our show until Monday morning...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's really hard to stay timely with deals.
Yeah,
I mean, talk about pre-order bonuses, maybe. Like, the cloud costume.
Because you're Mr. Pre-Order, and I'm like, I'm going to wait for a while until I just see how it's received.
I like the idea of talking about deals, but I think
if it's going on for a little while and it's like stupid, like you cannot pass this up.
Here's a stupid deal. Xbox Live is doing their ultimate game sales this week, and I think it's one of the week long deals of Borderlands 2 for $10.
With the DLC or without?
It's just Borderlands 2.
That's still, like, the core game. For
I know one of the DLCs is on. I think Hammerlock's DLC is $5 instead of $10. But
that's
$10
that's cool.
For Borderlands 2.
I had a lot of fun with that game.
And the new DLC just came out. So.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I haven't done any of the DLC yet. Like, at all. I actually got a free... Well, because what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until a lot of the DLC drops. And then get all like a ton of the DLC for mad cheap, because I actually got a free code for what the hell is his name, the psycho Krieger. I got that for free at PAX when we were there.
He's on sale instead of 15, it's 10. That's still too much for me.
I thought it was going to be only like 5. Yeah, I got that
$15 character
for free. All free.
Yeah.
Okay, what's part two?
Electric
Googly.
Part two is, I know it's incredibly early, but what is going to happen for MAGFest? This means really anything, like rooming, parties, meet us there. We could get swag for running around with our podcast name planted on us somewhere. This may be more of a heads-up consideration type of thing. As for the show, I don't know if anything official is going to be happening with us there.
We could try and swing something.
I would like to interview
MAGFest again?
Baltimore Harbor.
Baltimore. So it's not that far?
What I would like to do with the show down there is interview some bands down there.
Well,
like, do half-hour interviews. We could tack them onto episodes. And I think it might be a cool idea to get a room full of people and record one episode there. Like, just a MAGFest, that, like, full episode.
Yeah,
I'd
be down for that, too. See, this is the thing, too, and it's funny. You've mentioned MAGFest so many times since we started doing this podcast, and I've never known about it. And this is literally, like, right up my alley. Like, I'm a musician by trade, and I'm a gaming enthusiast by hobby, you know? And it's, like, it's marrying my two favorite things. I don't understand how I've never known
about it.
They've
had big guests the past 2 years, too. MAGFest 10... They had fucking Uematsu playing there.
Well, I remember you said... And the Earthbound Poppets. Is it this year that Machine Ace Supremacy is?
Yes.
So you're like, die.
They're the big headliner this year.
I want to go just for that. Like, yeah. It's like, I've been listening to them since I was in high school. Like,
last year, Yuzo Koshiro was there. So Streets of Rage.
I want to go. Hackraiser. So what is the whole... And I know we might have... I think we covered this, like, shortly in one of the other previous podcasts. What is MAGFest? Like, what do you do at MAGFest other than just, like, see some bands play and, like, you know,
MAGFest is, like, the anti-convention. Okay. It is not a convention. It is absolutely not a gaming convention. It is a party. It goes all weekend long, like, Thursday to Sunday.
It's long. That's really long.
Yep. It, well, kind of kicks up Thursday night.
Because, because it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It used to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Things wind down around noon on Sunday.
Right.
It used to go Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then everyone showing up Thursday, they're like, well, why don't we do some stuff on Thursday?
Sweet.
Now everyone shows up Wednesday. They might be... I think they're kicking around the idea maybe doing some stuff for early Wednesday. I know registration opened Wednesday this year to, like, pick up your badge and all that other shit.
Sweet.
But there's panels, there's guests, I know they have a video room that just shows movies and anime and all this other shit all weekend long. Nothing shuts down at all. The game room is open the entire time.
I noticed that with PAX. Like, we went in there and there was a room with nothing but classic consoles, and you can go in there and just, like give them your badge and they'll give you a game to go and sit down and play the console, and you could just, like, you can game with a bunch of people there.
Well, no, this, they don't have badges that you have to, like, sign up. This... They it used to be a game room. They had a game room of, like, arcade machines and classic console stuff. Mm-hmm. Now they have an arcade and they have a console room. It's gotten so fucking big.
That's awesome.
Like, the MAGFest, there's not many of us who have been to every single MAGFest.
You guys are still here?
Fuck off.
Fuck you.
We're coming into our show.
What conversation? Where we at?
You're not a part of it.
I'm ready.
We're talking MAGFest right now.
Oh, okay.
Kind of explaining the whole deal of MAGFest.
The lumberjack thing.
Yeah, there's only a handful of us. We call ourselves lumberjacks now because year one at MAGFest, the hotel that we went to, the marquee didn't even say, like, welcome MAGFest. It was like, welcome Woodsmen of America. Because there was a lumberjack convention going on the same weekend. So we just call ourselves lumberjacks.
That's funny.
And at the 10th MAGFest, we actually held a panel called Welcome Lumberjacks, where we just told stories of the 10 years of MAGFest. We figure we're probably going to do that at 15 as well.
I want to be a part of a panel. I'm a legit musician.
I was on a panel at that last convention I was at. That was really bad.
That was really bad.
But from that spawned, like, me, Ian, Pappy. Ian was the guy who was up here the other week.
Oh, okay.
Pappy, a couple of us, we get a room every year, big-ass suite, and we call it the Lumberjack Lounge.
That's why you're talking about.
Presidential suite or something?
We don't get the presidential suite. We get, like, one of the executive suites. But last year, we had a themed party called the Brotel Party.
So it was all, like, collars.
Popped collars.
I will definitely be
coming. We had faux hawks, all the other shit. This year...
When is it?
First weekend in January.
Oh, it's gonna be cold. I don't like being cold.
Yeah, but it's in a hotel. It's all indoors.
Oh, so you're not walking like we did?
No,
it's not like packed.
Self-contained.
Oh, that's different.
The Gaylord National Convention Center.
It's the Gaylord.
Yes, okay, it is the Gaylord.
This is where that last convention I was at is.
Oh, with that fucking
that crazy court.
Totally want to go. Yeah, I'm down. How much? We'll talk logistics afterwards.
Look at the picture.
It's still like 7 months away.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's
less than that now.
That was our Brotel
party. It's July,
party.
Bro? It's July, bro.
But the Brotel party went off so well that this year we're going to have another themed party. We're going to class it up. We're going to have a lumberjent party.
lumberjack. Can I just, like, bring a really, like, low-tuned guitar with a pocket amp and just, like, chug away?
No. Like, no, it's going to be, like, smoking jackets, silk robes.
I'm gonna.
You
just looking class. No,
maybe
I don't.
Some of the metal guys. I'm gonna will get that joke.
I'm gonna get a plaid silk robe.
A plaid silk robe.
Just look dapper as fuck. We're all gonna get like snifters
really,
for
like,
the drinks.
I'm a shitty dude. I can't like.
I'm a shitty. Like, I'm a scumbag.
I am. I'm a total scumbag. I can't class
just
it up.
Just get silk pajamas and part your hair.
I don't have hair to part!
Grow it out!
Yeah, if you grow it out just like a little tiny bit, we can slick it.
Oh, God.
Fuck, you saw me as Zangief. I don't have anything up here.
Neither does Zangief.
And I he has a mohawk.
He does have
a mohawk. I don't have anything to make a mohawk.
He doesn't have any mo to hawk.
He doesn't mow to hawk.
Exactly.
any other emails?
No. No.
No? Fuck
no,
off.
No one gives a fuck about us anymore. We gave
do we have any... Wait, so did you...
We already did emails. Fuck
okay.
you.
Were there any questions that I should have answered in my
no.
typical...
No. Nobody
cares. Were there anyone from Mustin?
No.
Oh, that fucker.
Nothing from Mustin.
You're a fucker.
We were talking about Amanda's email, because she mentioned MAGFest, and the first part of hers was mentioning that she would like to hear about game deals, like special prices, bundles, shit like that.
Steam sale, Gabe as our savior.
Where is the summer sale?
Summer sale is coming. Gabe is getting it ready right now.
Where is summer sale?
It's coming.
See, my
so there's
like,
your deal. Summer sale.
My issue talking about sales is, you know,
it
sales are very timely, time sensitive.
Out.
Yeah, a lot of
and
that's,
it's
why
hard
I,
to stay
I
up with that.
Yeah, sales are so and because our podcast doesn't air the same minute that we record
yeah.
it. Like if we did a live podcast, yeah, I go to Cheap Ass Gamer. If you're ever curious,
go to cheapassgamer.com. That'll tell you every fucking sale you need to know.
Set it as your homepage. If there's a lightning deal, they know about it. They will tell you how to get Dark Souls for $2.99.
I was saying there, that I think...
You did it earlier.
I think pre-order, twice. Like special pre-order things might be a good thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Because
that
you have more than a week to do. But with us, we usually record Wednesdays.
No, you know what we get to
we air Fridays.
Joe, here's the thing for us.
Pre-order The Last of Us.
Here's the thing for us.
Collecting
this is just for me and Joe. Fuck you. We will tell you all how to get exclusive and really interesting Animal Crossing items. Because it changes from like month to month.
Go to your post office in Animal Crossing and talk to the lady there. Ask about a gift, and you'll get a palm tree lamp.
Did you get the
yes,
cat tower?
Yes, the cat tower. The cat tower.
Cat tower's at Best Buy.
Best Buy.
You got to go to Best Buy for that. But just at home, talk to her, and you'll get the palm tree lamp.
Yep, I already got that.
Or if you can't make it to Best Buy, log into your router.
Log into your router and
change it
to
one word, capital B, the rest lowercase, Best Buy, all one word, and then
and
talk
count.
To her at the post office, and you'll get your Best Buy shit.
Mad hacks.
Hacksor.
So are we done? We're done?
Is there anything else you want to talk about, Tim, since you were gone for 45 minutes?
Hey, some of us are employed.
Hey,
some of us are employed.
Some of us aren't employed, and some of us would rather be playing Animal Crossing. So fuck you.
I think Tim needs to buy a 3DS and Animal Crossing and
no.
join the revolution.
Yeah, you should.
No, I've got too much.
Mad trades.
I can't.
Mad. Dude, honestly, you only have to play it for like 20 minutes a day.
You know who plays Animal Crossing?
Replace Tetris Blitz, you fucking cheater.
You know who plays Animal Crossing? SML contest winner Chris Taylor.
Shameless plug.
Well, what music we got? I got nothing.
Music this week, if there's nothing else
really
you guys want to talk about.
I really want to hear that. Nom.
No, that's...
please put it at the end of this one. Please.
No. No, because this week's music is a big, big deal.
Okay.
For quite a long time, I want to say going on like 2 years or so, Overclocked Remix has been working on a Final Fantasy VI remix album. I can't even say it's a remix album because they split it up into discs, and it's 5 discs long.
Jesus Christ.
There is a shitload of amazing, amazing music on this. Stuff from Posu Yan, Jake Vert Kaufman, Norg, Snappleman, DJ Pretzel, McVath, Zircon, tons and tons of people from the OC Remix community. The project is amazing. FF6, the number 6, .ocremix.org. The entire thing is free to download.
Sweet.
And
I love free
there's
shit.
Hours of free music.
And Player Gun. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
All right. Well, anyway, one more gaming news thing.
I'm ready because I have. I just got my laptop back, so I can start gaming on my PC.
I hope it's still there. But Higby, one of the directors for Planet Side 2, was tweeting about a new gun they put in, the flare gun. It basically shoots a firework. It was a 4th of July thing. I hope it's still in the game because they had a contest running for people to try and top out the leaderboards with kills with just the flare gun. And all this is like a one-shot, pew! You know? So, yeah, Planet Side 2, 10 out of 10, savecontinue.com.
Yep. 10.5 out of 10.
10.5.
Dude, I do. I love that game. I really do.
It's so good. All right, well, yeah, so that's it, I guess, right? We're good?
I don't know. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
We're rolling. I want to put our friend codes in. I don't know, the comments, or I don't know if it,
do a YouTube description.
Description, whatever.
We'll throw it there.
Friendo us, so we can, you know, like trade some items for.
Items.
Yep. For Animal Crossing, and you know, and just play Animal Crossing with us. Because it's awesome. It's
okay, well, we're doing three songs from the... Don't fucking stop it yet. I didn't even introduce the music yet.
I just put my finger on it. Come on, get ready. Go.
We're doing three songs from the Final Fantasy Remix album.
Faster.
It's called Balance and Ruin. Yes, one of them is Flava de Chocobo from Joshua Morse. We're going to do Polemos, which is the battle theme done by Norg, Snappleman, and Captain Finbeard. And then we're going to do the Impresario from Jake Kaufman, which is mind-blowingly amazing. The opera scene from Final Fantasy VI, done like rock opera, like Queen Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, like Proto Man.
It is... Proto Man can suck a dick. I hate them. But it's this song is ball-shatteringly amazing.
Can you end it with the fanfare? We used to
Joe's like no, nerd.
Listen, for a theory.
It's gonna be like 25 minutes of music alone.
I'm just gonna throw this in there. A theory of collapse. When we used to play shows live, at the end of every single song, we would tag the end of the song with that. So just at the end of every single song, and before every single song, we would say, "This next song is our favorite song, and it's about dead hookers." So we're going to continue that legacy on the podcast from now on. I would like to. So this next song is our favorite song, and it's about dead hookers.
Look into the sins of your past. Love as if today were your last. Better times have slipped away. I'm lost beneath the waves. Nothing left. Was not yet her time. For whom the tower feels one final morning chime. For the survivors.
and see you gone. I'm gonna go down swinging, ears are ringing.
Stabbing in the knife, thrilling, around with a slash, pressing, split, grilling.
Any fruit in your hand?
What?
Wow.
Oh, wait, hold on.
You're an awful human being. Can you save that for right now?